Good morning, friends. It's Grainne Tindall here, Numbers for Success, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things soul. Well, friends, it is Tuesday, April the 30th, 2024, and this will be a bonus podcast at the very last day of April. And then tomorrow I will be doing my normal forecast for the month, which will be May 2024, where I give all my insights numerology wise, my research and astrologically and soul. So there you go. So today I wanted to come on as an extra bonus. I'm feeling very generous, just to share some wisdom and knowledge of the festival and the tradition of Beltane. And today being the last day of April, what a month it's been, we'll talk about that tomorrow. But today being the last day of April, I wanted to just give you just some insights from research I've done and information I've gathered over the years about the festival of Beltane, which is also May Day, and which is celebrated all over the world. But I really believe it came here from Ireland and from the traditions that we've had here for thousands of years. Beltane in English, Beal or Bale is the mouth of, and Tain or Tinna is fire. So the mouth of fire, that's possibly where the word came from. It also, Beltane is also the word for May in Irish, and it is a tradition that, as much as the church tried to snuff it out, if you will, many ancient times ago, it couldn't. It was more embodied into the Christian way of being. Like, May is always associated with Mother Mary, and flowers, you know, and processions and things like that are representative of that beautiful Mother Mary, and the fact that she wears blue. The blue cloak represents the sky. I think it'd be a grey cloak now if she was looking here at what I can see. It's like the middle of winter, actually. It's actually a bit like the right now, even though we're into the beginning of summer tomorrow, it actually more represents for me Samhain, because it's very dark and very dreary and quite wet. So the seasons and are changing, but the energy is still there. So Beltane is very much associated in Ireland. The goddess in Ireland who presides over Beltane is Maeve. And she is the goddess associated with Connacht, which is the west. And she's a great earth goddess and the keeper of the land. And I felt that was very, again, everything is symbolic, because we're in the sign, the season of Taurus, which is to do with the earth. It's an earth sign. So, but homage to Maeve has gone back, you know, thousands and thousands of years. And she was the earth goddess of all of Ireland, but somehow she was relegated to Connacht. But there you are. So the tradition was, I mean, Ireland was very much a tradition and society that revered women. So it was called a matrifocal tradition, which I think is very interesting, and was probably preceded by matriarchy society, which is brilliant. So for millennia, there was a tradition of a sacred marriage, which in Irish is called a banfesh, which took place where Goddess Maeve was chosen, and she lay in Tara, the wonderful Tara, at a place called Rath Maeve, which is an area for in representative of her, and a chieftain was chosen for his wisdom and his knowledge and kindness and fairness, and he would lay with the priestess of Maeve. It was a priestess, like goddess group, on Beltane Eve, this day, April the 30th, and their union would represent the fertility of the land and of the people. And then that priestess would be personified as the goddess Maeve. And then the chieftain would become the chieftain for the year. So that's kind of how it worked. That was a rite of passage. And it said that Brian Boru did that as well. And it went on for many, many, many millenniums. And then, so the traditions are very, very symbolic. And, you know, Beltane is the opposite of Samhain on the wheel. And that's what I was being just saying there, that even though when I look out my windows now, it's early morning on the 30th, it's a very different vibe. And it's more about Samhain brings us into the darkness and the ancestors. We spoke about this before. But Bealtaine is taking us out of the darkness, celebrating life, fertility, rebirth, and the land. And, you know, fire brings people together. And that's what the meaning of this really is about, people coming together in union to celebrate the beginning of summer. Indeed. So traditionally at the time of Bealtaine, great fires were held and people travelled from all over Ireland to usually the centre of Ireland in a place called Uisneach, which is in County Westmeath, and it's sometimes called the soul of Ireland, and some people call it the belly button of Ireland. And what would happen would be people would extinguish their fires on the day of the night before today, on the 30th. The fire would be extinguished at sunset, and then the next day the fire would be lit at Uisneach in the very centre of Ireland. And as soon as the sun rose, runners, messengers, would take light from the central fire of Uisneach and run across the land. So it really was a really clever concept, because County Meath itself is considered, or was considered, to be the fifth province of Ireland. So we've Munster, Leinster, Ulster and Connacht, but the fifth is the Midi, which contains the sacred hill of Uisneach. And it's a place where the veil is very thin, it is said. And there would be a lot of energy there as well. And the ancient people would very much respect this particular day, because it's said that the veil would be thin and that the fairies or the pishogues would be around and about, and the ancient people would guard the sacred wells of Ireland on this day, the 30th, and also the road, particularly the road to Tara, because apparently there was, back in the late 19th century, there was a road connected Uisneach directly to the hill of Tara, the royal residence, because the Ban Fheis, the sacred marriage, was taking place there at Bealtaine, or taking place. So the fires of Uisneach would be lit, the runners would run and take the lights, and by the night of Bealtaine, every fire in Ireland would be lit from that one fire, and people would visit, and there'd be great merrymaking and lovemaking, and there would be lots of drinking, but it would be a time of coming together. And this would have also been a time when, I found this very interesting, couples came together at this time to try a relationship out. And at this time, because it was very much a female leadership, women could choose their partners just as much as men, right? But if the relationship didn't suit them both, then they could have a hand fasting. If it did suit them, they'd have a hand fasting at Lunasa, which is in August. And because of this matrifocal tradition in Ireland, a woman could divorce her husband at any time, but a man could only divorce his wife at Bealtaine. Isn't that interesting? I thought that was curious. And so there was great merriment, and there'd be young fellas jumping over the fire to try and prove their worth. Also, cattle would be driven through the fires. It doesn't make sense, but they would, in order to cleanse them. To cleanse them was all done with love, and people's houses were cleansed, even though it was full of smoke. But it was a way of clearing the energies of the winter to make way for the new. And so they'd run the cattle through to cleanse them of all impurities, to keep them fertile. So, you know, May Day is celebrated all over the world, and maypoles with long ribbons. And in Ireland, we would have put pieces of cloth on the hawthorn bush for good luck. Always keep the fairies on your side. People would put flowers, wildflowers, outside their homes or hang them above their doorways. And it's so beautiful to see this tradition being celebrated again, and it's been celebrated for 4 or 5 days now, beginning from this day forth. So that's just a little story there about the tradition of Bealtaine. So today, maybe wherever you are in the world, you might light a fire in respect of the coming summer, which represents the sun, we definitely need it here in Ireland, and I think all over the world at this point. And equally, it's a time to maybe, when you light your fire today, you might decide to just write some things down that you want to surrender to and let go, that have, you know, been very much part of your story, because tomorrow is a new dawn again. And from sunrise, again, it's representing the summer months, the time of fertility, the time of creating a new energy. And as we head into May, which I will talk about tomorrow, it will be a time of that, of massive change. So make the changes today, the 30th, and recognize that our ancient ones had great wisdom and knowledge, and this could be a time for you just to connect in with your ancestral line, and because they have paved the way for you. And so until tomorrow, please feel free to share and like these posts. If I can help you uncover and discover your true soul purpose, please contact me at the information below, and have a wonderful, happy Bealtaine.